All right, y'all, it's the Love Hunter. As previously stated, I just want to take a minute just to get back to the roots of why I, made this podcast, to be helpful, to be loving, and to be strategic, with everyone. And for today's topic, I want to talk about, how stress affects your marriage, and then, making plans to be spontaneous, because we plan the fun now. And then, looking at vacations versus home improvement, or vacations, versus, building your financial, planning strategy better. Let's get right into it. How stress affects your marriage is so understated, you all. It's so understated that I almost want to say that in your marriage planning classes or high school, even in high school classes where they teach like human growth and development, they should explain how much changes as the responsibilities increase in your life. It's not that you ever choose to not be fun, or, work harder when everybody else is having fun. It's just a simple fact that you have responsibilities in front of you, and those aren't going away, and it affects you. It makes you feel a certain way. So you do everything within your power to make sure that food is on the table, that bills are paid. And the main way you do that is the career of your choice. Now, the career of your choice is going to affect you in one of two ways. It's going to be either a big sacrifice of time or a big sacrifice of energy, right? Time or energy, or maybe a little mixture. So if it's a lot of time, like a police officer, like a fireman, like a doctor, or, you're a teacher, high school teacher, college professor, those sacrifices of time, well, that's how we get paid, is that amount of time. But if it's a sacrifice of energy, knock, knock, who's there? Stress. When you're in a large corporation, you're in corporate America, nothing is final. Downsizing can happen. Mergers can happen. Bosses come and go, plans come and go, and you find yourself sitting there trying to figure out, how do I do this better? How do I make the company better? How do I make me better? Or what is it that I need to do to get my point across, or get my ideas across, or, show everybody that I'm as good as I say I am? That's the stress, right? That's where it, the energy, the sacrifice of energy, it's not just going to snap and happen. It's not just going to happen over, out of the blue. So that time or energy, boy, what an understatement, right? It's going to be a sacrifice of time or energy. Over time, you start to realize that, maybe it's better just go all in, right? Like you're young, you're in your 20s. Let's just go all in, because we're going to be young forever. We're going to have fun forever. We're going to be great. It's going to be like this forever until you start looking at each other in the face. People start having babies. People start getting deeper into their career. People start making the money you want to make. They start having the things you want to have. Nobody has it all. Okay? Nobody has it all. But you're not really stressed yet. You're too young to be stressed. But as time goes on, you start to realize what it takes to really have a child, right? You start to see the daycare costs. the diapers, the time commitment, the not playing the video games, the not being able to hang out with friends because you're, you know, holding a baby, or the you know, not being able to always go out because you have to coordinate a babysitter, or let me get the baby over to mom's, let me get the baby over to dad, let me get the baby over to auntie, or let me get the baby over to my sister's house. You know, you're always having a plan, or you got to go do shots. You got to work on your fertility. You got to work on, you know, getting pregnant, right? And spending all that money to get pregnant. All these things change you. And you're no longer that fun, happy, hip kid. I mean, you aren't binge watching the Avengers this weekend. You're changing diapers. You're not binge watching Love at First Sight or the Bachelorette Golden Years. You know, you're not going to be binging anything because, you know, you're stressed. You're trying to figure things out. Or because of how, you know, stressed your week has been, now that you finally get out and can do something, you want to hide from people. You want to find something else you can do, you know, because you're just not feeling it, right? You're just not feeling it anymore because it's starting to take a toll on you. So you're asking yourself questions of, how do I get more money and make more money so I can get further into life, what I want to get out of life? Or when are we going to have these kids? Because I thought we were going to have kids by now. Or when am I going to, you know, meet this person and date this person I really want to get with? Now, I know I said, you know, we're going to talk about how stress affects marriage. But what if the other things affect, you know, just meeting someone, right? What if you were married and you're trying to get, you know, remarried at some point? What if you're single? You've watched everybody else do everything, and now you're trying to get in the game and even get married, right? Because that's a reality. Not everybody's on the same page. So I just realized this with myself. I realized this with myself and our marriage. I'm like, man, when my wife wants to have fun and have a good time and high five and, you know, wrestle and have fun, like, you know, she's just having a good time. I'm so bogged down with work that I'm not even half of the fun I was when I was 21, right? I used to laugh at guys that would zoom in their computer and work this hard. Now I'm one of those guys. I mean, I also have a great time. Like, I'm a fun dad, a loving dad. I feel like I'm a great dad. You know, so I'm balanced. I have good things. But when the stress starts to push away the fun, when the stress starts to push away family, when the stress starts to open up the laptop at a holiday party, open up the laptop on family vacation when everybody else is having beers and you're sitting there on the computer, you don't think that affects people? It does. I've done it. And you feel so guilty for opening up that laptop when nobody else has one, but they understand if you don't do that, you're not going to make any money. The family understands that. For her, for you, for the family, you're just trying to secure the bag. But it does affect us. The stress zaps the fun right out of there. So yeah, it's not fun. But that's why we end up with the porn, with the cheating, with other guys coming in the picture, with, you know, the lying or trying to hide and conceal things. And no, I promise I didn't, you know, go over here, go over there, like the lying. And it's just a mess. You're so stressed about the responsibilities over on the left, then you're not taking care of the responsibilities on the right. And then you say that you're doing it for that person. And then we need to take time and sit down and talk to that person. So this is why postpartum, when ladies are beating on their husbands, beating on their men, this is why they leave. When, you know, the stress, when the stress level goes up and we don't understand each other and we're both working super hard, we don't meet in the middle. We don't have those good conversations, those good talks, because a lot of times we're so far away from each other. When we do have those good moments, those sparks, we're so far away from each other that when we are having fun and laughing, you're like, man, I wish he could see this. And she's saying, I wish he could see this. You're so far away that by the time you get back home and you get the kids in bed, you gotta get back in bed and do it all over again yourself. And that's where I was talking to the missus one night. I was like, babe, I just need some me time. I just need like 4 hours of me time. So, you know, you get the little one to bed and that leaves you, what, an hour or two? You got to go to bed at 10. Well, you can't watch any shows. You can't watch any movies. You got to go to bed. So you literally exist to work and to parent. You stop to see you in the picture. Work is stressing you out. And this is like, I started to realize this. I'm like, wow. If you spend all day working and stressing at work, that's literally from 7 o'clock to about 7 p.m. You know, especially if you have your phone with you and you're doing late night work functions, or you're still texting and typing and, you know, still chatting with people from work. You're not really home when you're home. So let's say it's the time you get up and get ready till the time you leave. So if you get up at 5 or 6, whatever, that's not you time. That's you getting ready for work. Now, if you're up drinking coffee, reading, you know, like Morning Brew, or reading the newspaper, watching SportsCenter, whatever, good for you. That half an hour or whatever that you're giving yourself back, that's the heavens before you reach earth. I love that. Absolutely love it. But if you get up and start getting ready for work, you now exist to work and parent. Like, there is no fun and spontaneity in that. And then, okay, so you go out to work after you get your kids to school and all that. You come home and you get the kids. That's about 5 or 6-ish. Well, that's still about 12 hours of you just working and moving and breathing. When have you had a chance to just lay down and relax and meditate, or get a massage, or, you know, go on a lunch date with the missus? Like, you haven't had any chance to just be you in that 12 hours. Now, in that 12 hours, add 8 to that, that's 20 hours. So then where do you get your extra 4 hours? Well, if you're going to the gym, showering, eating, and driving, well, we just cut 2 hours out right there. So now you only have 2 hours of free time. Well, if you're reading to your kids, helping them eat, doing homework, now that's more like maybe 1 hour of free time, or maybe half an hour. So that is a stress. It can be a stress on the marriage. So that's to my next point. You've got to make plans to be spontaneous, right? If you can go on day dates and you and the missus can go and meet for lunch or meet for a nice afternoon where you got an opening in your schedule, yeah, you're at work, but use that time at work to get a breath of fresh air in. So now you don't feel so bad the next time you see the missus, because she was a part of your refreshing and the air that kept you moving forward in a great way. Hey, babe, after we had lunch, I went back and, you know, got this business deal closed, or helped all these people with something that they needed. Or after we had our lunch break, you know, I talked to some really good people. We had some really good things. And now you don't have to wait all night just to tell her about this very important thing in 5 minutes, right? Because you only got 5 minutes to tell her. So make plans to be spontaneous. Yeah, you're going to be planning things. All those things that you really love, that you wanted to be juicy and exotic and spontaneous, plan it. Plan it, plan it, plan it. Everything on your calendar, on Microsoft Teams, on your Google Meets, on your Slack or whatever it is, everything you're doing now as an adult, it only exists because you made a plan as an adult. Please take my advice. Plan these things. If you just want to hold your wife and hold that woman and just smell her hair, right? Or look at her in the beautiful eyes that she has. You want to see how beautiful she is. Make those plans, right? Make the plan. Block the schedule. Block it as many times as you can till you get in trouble. Make that time with her. It's very valuable. And then my last, you know, point here is hopefully I hammer that home. Make plans to be spontaneous. Make the plan. Make the plan. Make the plan. It's not going to be spontaneous. It's never going to happen the way it does in the movies. It's never going to happen the way it did when you were 18 or even 20 or 21. Plan it. I make a plan to go to the masseuse. I make a plan to go to the movies. I make a plan to go on vacation. I make a plan to go out with the guys and drink. Make a plan for your wife. Women, ladies, make a plan for that man. You know what he needs. You know what you don't want other women to give him. Make a plan to do that to him. Okay? Y'all both make plans. Okay? Look, we're grown. We're old enough. We understand each other. Okay? Every woman in the world would set a man's car on fire and burn his house down and show up at his job and be super toxic and Thanos when you find out a man is cheating and all this, that, and the third. And this is where it's like really hard, because this is something as men we need to better explain and learn. We need to better explain how our bodies work, what we are and who we are, and then better learn the ladies and what ladies are and what they learn and who they are. Men's testosterone recycles every 15 minutes. So we are the creature that is trying to impregnate the world every 15 minutes. We just so happen to think that it's sex that we want. No, our bodies are telling us to go procreate. Our bodies are going and telling us to go have families and put families on the planet. As long as we are a healthy male, right? As long as you are a healthy male. And so even, I can even say that with like gay men, right? It's like they have this same drive. They just dress and look better with it. So, ladies, you know your man. And if you don't know that he has these needs and needs this from you, please understand we are stressed trying to figure out how do we get the value and the love and the sensuality from our home and not go somewhere else. But so ladies, please plan that spontaneity. We need that from you. Gentlemen, you need to make sure you plan for your lady. Last but not least, the vacation versus the home improvement money. Please understand, and this is really hard to say, I know you want to go to the Cowboys game. I know you want to go to the Lakers game. I know we want to do a lot of things. We want to go to Cabo. We want to go to Mexico. We want to go to Ireland. We want to do these things, but when you're looking down at your checkbook, your bank account, and you start to see that every time you go on these vacations, you go a little bit further in debt, farther than what you can pay down in that year, it's time to say no. It's time to stop. So maybe those little home improvements are better, you know, in the long run than the vacations, or vice versa. You know, it might be that you just take one vacation and hold off on the home improvements, you know, versus just doing a whole bunch of stuff, right? Are you doing so much stuff that it's raising your debt and your income can't pay it down in that year? So it's just things that we have to take time to sit down and look at, because of the stress, the planning, and the money, these all factor into how we feel about each other and how successful we'll be, you know, in our marriage. So I just want to drop that quick note, you all, because the stress eats away at so much fun that we find it where if we don't plan for the fun and put that fun back in, it's gone. It's gone. And yet you probably do need a vacation, a couple's vacation. You probably do need to get away. And I hate to say it, maybe you do that instead of planting a new tree or getting more landscaping or installing more solar lights or, you know, a new atrium or, you know, whatever is going to sit there just outside. Maybe you guys need to go outside together in a better place. So financially and relationship wise, what makes better sense? To go do something where you all can have a great time and break away and get away from the things that are draining you, or spend more money in the house that you're going to sell or give away at the end of life? So, I mean, if you got it and you're having fun, you got the money, and you're having fun, it's not bothering at all, knock yourself out. But if all you're going to do is drain your time and energy, and you're not bringing anything quality to the marriage, and it's really not helping your account, your bank account, then yeah, let's go ahead and stop. Let's make sure we serve each other, help each other, and come out with the win. So yeah, I love y'all. Hope you love me back. You can love, like, and share these messages. I'll see you soon.